If for one night we don't get drunk, we don't do some drugs, we don't smack bitches, we don't do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's
the holiday season.
It's High Society Radio.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Chris.
I mean, not really. You're not helping plan the pizza.
Off the rails, drunk Stanley.
I don't really think you can qualify as a host.
Bronx Johnny, man.
You're more me and Johnny's executive producer at this point.
Chris, I'm producing shit. That night. I'm fucking, I'm a piece of garbage.
You're producing shit. We all know. We've seen you. I'm sure you're producing shit at some point. Probably some piss, too.
It's High Society Radio.
Piss joke.
I mean, if you're a Patreon subscriber and you're not coming, you're going to miss one of the last times before the cleanse happens.
I feel fucking horrible about that.
I think you're gonna
we got some bad news on that end.
Oh, I have to. Got to get myself right emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually.
You can't have no Bacardi.
What are you, Julia Roberts, son?
I
no
you know how much
cranberry lemonade Four Locos.
This shit is fantastic. You don't know what you're missing, dog.
Ah, damn it! I love those Four Locos. I like them more now without the caffeine. It just keeps me straight down, you know.
Can't have no drink.
Drink the thing that slows my roll.
No purple.
You can't have it.
I didn't even know there was alcohol in that.
You can't have no scissor, the real one, or the fucking fake one that Dipset put out.
Eesh.
Nothing.
There's more and more things I'm scratching off this list of mine.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Chris is having fun list. Or Chris shutting off his brain list. And then when my brain shuts off, it's mostly...
I'm going to get you a juicer for Christmas. But you can't have no vodka in your kale shakes.
Hell no, son.
I love vodka kale shakes.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You know that.
But you just got to have regular kale shakes. That if you want, I'll have a Russian guy spitting them.
Ew. I'll get even drunker off that. Nasty. Oh, shit. I just got an email from Lyft. I have a ride, free ride expiring soon. I guess I'll be taking the cab home tonight.
Good for you, dude.
Baller.
You guys use Lyft?
No.
There's no Lyft cars ever by my house, so I never use it.
I'm going to send you a code, though. You use it, though, one day. Like when you're in the city. I'm going to send you a code, too. I need to get more free rides for you guys.
These black livery cabs, dog. Those are the only ones going to my hood.
What
like that.
Fucking year is this?
Hey, they still run to my hood. I'm good. Shout out to Ultra. That's my shit.
I still use dollar vans sometimes.
Yeah, I got those by my job. I don't really like those, though. You get weird people in that shit.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's people watching.
I could rather take
Isn't there an Uber that you could just you chill with people in the fucking Uber car?
Yeah, Uber pool.
Eesh. Does that work?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of times, nobody's even in the fucking thing because nobody wants to take an Uber pool. So you can take it, you get a cheaper rate.
But you figure
and nobody shows up.
You use that shit more when it's like bad weather or something.
Uber pool? You just take whatever the fuck will come in bad weather. Trying to avoid that surge pricing, dog.
Oh, man, surge pricing is terrible. It's really the worst. They're just fucking you in the ass all day long. Like, oh, 1.8%? Oh, I can pay twice the amount of fucking money for this cab ride? This is crazy.
What are you going to do, man?
I guess drink until you black out, wake up in the ER.
Yeah, that happened to you, right?
That was the thing that happened, right?
They used to happen to this kind of skanky girl I used to know. She would do that like a few times a year.
A few times a year?
Yeah.
I mean, once. Yeah. I don't want to. Fuck, I'm not going to get that drunk again.
She was a lot smaller than
I'm
you.
I'm pretty sure she said that mad times herself. So, you know, you're still not over. You got holiday parties to attend.
Blue 0.32, bro.
Damn.
You like that?
I don't like that shit. Don't, man.
Just got in your fucking face with that, huh?
You on like some Belushi shit right now,
oh,
son.
Jesus. Don't say that.
Damn. You know Chris Farley went out that way too, and you about that mold, my man.
Fuck you. You know what I mean? Every fucking week brings up my fucking weight.
Just
come on.
Saying, son.
Well, I mean, no, he was also speedballing.
That's tough love, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't?
I think it's just being a dick.
No, man.
No, no,
3.2,
man.
Yo.
And no, I wasn't speedballing. I was partaking in vodka.
Listen, man, I sent you, you know, a few months ago, Johnny, Stanley was in a very bad place, right? Maybe it was probably like the beginning of the summer last year. I sent him a very well thought out, constructed email.
I remember that
on
email.
On how to beat depression that worked for me and other friends of mine. It took me an hour and a half to write. I don't even think he read it. He
of course I read it.
He got it. You opened it. I'm sure you opened it.
He was like, yeah thanks, buddy.
Opening an email is not reading an email. It's not the same.
You can skip
just because it says marked red in your fucking inbox, it doesn't mean it's a red email.
I do have an OCD with, I don't like having unopened emails on my phone, so I just rip through them and open them.
Damn. Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, apparently you emailed me something about the pizza party.
Oh, yes.
Same I don't things. Remember this at all.
So this whole thing was your idea, this pizza party, if you recall.
It was Johnny's idea. Let's be honest.
They played it back. I threw it out there. I didn't know if we were actually going to do it, because, you know, we
wait, it really was your idea?
Yeah.
By the end of the show, me and Johnny were both going, no.
Yeah, we were like,
this is not a good. I believe Johnny wanted to set the goal at like $2,000 or something. And you were like, nope, $500.
And the fans came through. God bless them. Christmas miracle. Year round.
Big ups to Chunky, who can't come.
Yeah, we
no!
gotta figure something out with that. I feel kind of raw about that deal right there.
Chunky's the man who put us over.
He wants to give his spot to somebody who fell on hard times and cannot donate to Patreon.
Goddamn, Chunky, you just keep on giving, man.
And I think that's fine.
I mean, if that's what Chunky wants, that's what Chunky gets.
There's no way around this. Like,
is that what your prostitutes say to you?
I don't fuck prostitutes.
I mean, you're getting there. I mean, you're passing out, waking up in the ER.
Don't
it's only a matter of time before.
No, it's not a
prostitute liquor
that.
Cheeseburger party happens. Uh-uh.
Don't judge my friend, man.
So far, you've had a liquor party, a cheeseburger party. It's only a matter of time.
No, it's not, it isn't a matter of time. So I think that I was probably the drunkest I've been since. You were there for the last time, I believe. I was at least close to being that drunk.
Yep.
That was St. Patrick's Day, 2000 and
maybe
two,
three,
two, 2002, 2003. I was still in college, I believe. So that, it must have been 2002.
That's acceptable.
We talked about it on the show before. You passed out in a phone booth when there were still phone booths. Then you passed out in a pile of garbage.
I passed out. Yeah, I passed out in a pile of garbage in the streets of Manhattan. I remember it was a very snowy that St. Patrick's Day.
Grabbed my buddy's girlfriend's ass who was feeding us free drinks all night.
Damn. And then he got fired.
My chick's ass.
He got fired from
his
job the next day.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And I heckled a comedian.
And then you heckled a comedian.
Well, you guys both do that, so
that's one and only time. See, I think my problem is when I get too much booze in me, get a little obnoxious.
I don't know about him. Not you get more fucking bold. I'll say that.
Well, fortune favors the bold. That's what I always say.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm a piece of shit, and I think everything's gonna work out for this pizza party as long as I have nothing to do with it.
Oh no, no, you're not throwing this shit away.
You're gonna we're gonna figure out the venue. No,
I'm just letting this out there. I'm not putting anything on my credit card.
Well, no, I had the Patreon money.
Okay. There you go. I'm just putting that out there.
I've heard,
if this venue doesn't get booked, despite the fact that I picked several suitable ones, I want everybody listening to know whose fault it is.
How nice are the places?
There's some nice places. They range in price, though.
Oh, what's the cheapest one?
Yeah, that's the
There's
we
a relatively
close.
Inexpensive loft that has a bit of an orgy vibe.
All right, yeah,
good.
I'm
we
with
have
that.
A gay orgy. Yeah. This is perfect.
Cook that shit up, son.
I guess Johnny's going to be the meat in this burger.
I don't mind.
No, what? What?
Holiday time, son. Super Bowl coming up.
It's not going to be holiday. Well, it'll be Martin Luther King weekend.
There you go, son. Then he want everybody to come together and shit. Wasn't that the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Let's get weird. Let me see. Wow.
This is expensive.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
What the fuck?
We can afford it. Stop being a bitch. And this is four parties, so we're not going to have a problem up to 30 people. It's a very nice space in a very nice area. Great view.
Damn, it's pretty boring.
Are we trying to fuck the listeners? Or?
Listen, I think we should just throw a quality party.
Quality party is just the
pizza,
man.
I was hoping to at least grope Chunky if he was coming. I mean,
yeah,
I'm very
you're very, him, very fucking handsy.
I'll give him some love. And then
I'm not, just if Dunch is listening, I'm not doing that thing where I choke you.
We'll
out.
See.
You're gonna make we'll Dutch see. Come. Let's see. Let me see the Orzy vibe, please.
Okay, so this place is inexpensive.
Price is right. Wait, sign up with Facebook.
This place is inexpensive.
So we're looking at Airbnb. Oh, this place looks great. This is
yeah, this was my top recommendation.
Book it. Let's go.
No, you book it.
Oh, okay.
You have the link.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
No, forward that back over to me.
Okay.
We're gonna have to put covers over those couches. I got a feeling people are gonna get drunk and piss on that shit.
No, here's the no thing. One's gonna piss on anything.
I'm just saying that happens.
This is a really nice spacious loft. Like this shit is dope.
Yeah, it's
and
really
this
nice.
This place is a private elevator, so we don't have anybody. We don't have to worry about hallway stuff.
Oh,
the only thing is, we got to keep the smoking up, like weed, whatever. But cigarettes, people are gonna have to go outside. But again, we have a private elevator entrance, so
is there a balcony?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Okay,
there is a place with a balcony, but it's OD expensive.
Yeah,
I'm not about ODing. I'm about just D-ing. Let's just get dosed. Let's not go over. Let's just dose ourselves and have a great time.
I mean, this place, it's. They want too much, but it's look how nice this spot is.
Yeah, I don't need nice things.
Nah, man.
Look at that. Look at that fucking executive ass poker table.
I've seen nicer. At weirder lofts.
This place definitely has a balcony.
I like balconies.
I'm just saying, this place is pretty dope.
Oh, look at those guys. There's guys in suits. Oh, there's a fucking ball label Manhattan.
This is like really for like
super ballers.
Yeah, super baller kind of deals. Like, if we were having an executive card game, I would probably rent this place out.
No.
We're not having things. Should we have gambling at this? Should we have legal gambling?
I'll bring
at
some
this?
Dice. We'll see what we're
good enough.
I don't have a craps table anymore, but I can grab a poker tabletop and fucking.
Fuck that. You get
yeah, I'll grab a poker table.
Also, gambling.
No, man.
Cheeseburgers.
Just some
liquor.
Dice and a cardboard.
I've been wanting
box.
To get one for my house anyway, so.
I thought you had one. I don't know why.
You need to treat yourself every now and then, you know? I treated myself the other day. I had a nice sleep in the.
Jesus Christ. It's good that you can laugh at it, though. That's like a sign that you're dealing with it.
I always felt that I dealt with, you know, life's problems the best way possible. I'm a guy who turns lemons into lemonade.
I don't pour the lemonade out of my dick. Ever dealing with a problem.
Why, really?
Dealing with a problem?
Oh, like confronting
no,
and
like,
dealing
yeah,
with
like,
the problem.
No, like problems happen to you
yeah.
and
yeah,
around
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And they certainly affect your mood.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I recall you ever dealing with a problem.
I like to just be the reckless guy.
Is that what you... The reckless.
And if there's one thing I am, it's fucking reckless.
All right. So let's just get into this AMA for Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
What is this AMA?
This is on our Reddit, and I said I would bring it up on the podcast.
Okay.
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 Okay. So the first
okay.
question is
Scarface.
This is the first. I'm reading these in order, best first. Chris.
Yeah.
Why do you hate the HSR podcast so much?
I love the HSR podcast.
You're not answering the question. The question is
don't
why
deflect,
do you hate the
motherfucker.
Podcast?
It's not a deflection. It's the answer is I do not hate it. That's the response. I love it.
I would figure if you did, you know, you'd plug it on other shows.
Yeah, like your
full color people assholes.
I thought that was the drunkest show. I could have gotten in this fucking
calendar. Dude, that's not the drunkest I've ever seen you on film.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I've been drunker?
I don't want to see that. Don't.
All right, what's next? I just faced that guy.
All right.
Is there anything about jet fuel?
No.
Melting steel beams?
Oh, God.
Because it can't melt steel beams, people.
What is your bottom line price you could be bought out from your rent control department in Astoria?
Wow.
Like, what could the landlord give you or just a person give you for your to move out of your apartment?
Let me get fucking $250,000 straight.
$200,000? I think wow. you're holding out for a little much. I think $100,000. $100 is good.
I was going to say $80,
the
man.
The fucking taxes are going to fucking beat me over the head, so I'm looking to fucking get a little bit kizzash.
Yeah, but you'll end up with like $65, and then that's a nice
yeah. They usually
that's a nice down payment on a condo. I should be building equity.
$80,000.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about, building equity. What's that even mean?
All right, so you're saying $250,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's a bit
well, I got a lot of expenses.
So the next thing is, there's an image, and it's what were you thinking when this photo was taken.
And what's the photo
what's the
of?
Photo?
Is it when I fucking have fucking cash up to my ear and I'm fucking talking to it like an international baller from Periscope? Oh, that's the photo. That was a creep shot taken of me on the subway. I was tired.
Let me see that.
I was just kind of like sleeping up against the door in the subway in the morning. That was taken by J.A. Lawson's, I believe, on Twitter. I got creep shot, bro.
That looks
was
pretty cool.
8:30 in the fucking morning, dog.
It's not that creepy.
Oh, no, I'm pretty creepy.
No, handsy maybe.
I fucking look tall as fuck in that picture though.
Oh yeah, you're a little bit. You like
I mean,
over the
it
fucking
is in Chinatown.
Lines.
Let's face it.
I was in Queens.
Wait, same, no,
basically
Manhattan.
Chinatown.
Yeah, same fucking thing, really.
Well, not Flushing. All right, all right, what
so
else?
The next question is, yo, I heard you got that good shit. Where can I get some?
I don't know what you're talking about. Good shit could be meaning anything.
Yeah, so what good shit do you think they're talking about?
I don't
about
have anything. I have nothing worth anyone taking or wanting.
Give up
well,
that
people want
chicken
that rent-controlled apartment.
Yeah, that's a...
That's pretty dope. Was that all the questions?
No.
Oh, there's more.
Many, many more.
Plenty more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Chris, why aren't there any 6XL Scope Bro shirt? Do you hate fat people?
That's a fair question.
I don't hate fat people. I love them. And I don't know why.
Why do you marry one?
I don't know why there aren't any 6XL. I thought 3XL was like, you know, the upper limit. But I'll look into, you know, seeing this possibly get some 6XL.
I got a 5XL Averex from the 90s in my crib,
God.
Dog.
Oh, yeah, so that's fucking weird.
You could literally live in that shit.
Stanley.
Yeah.
When was your last street fight?
I can't remember.
I'll venture a guess.
What?
Never.
I don't think. Nah,
yeah, you don't
I probably
fight,
ever
right?
fought in this fucking street. No, I don't think I have.
Never had a fight?
I can't remember the last fucking fight I've been in.
Definitely before
thing?
I know you.
Yeah,
I don't remember you ever getting into a fight.
I don't think I've never seen you fight.
You
son.
Did elbow drop a friend of ours for their birthday and break their rib. I don't think that counts.
Oh, no,
that
count. That's
that was consensual.
What?
Okay, next question. What's the best way to get dry, crusted up jizz out of one's beard and hair?
I don't know. I guess soap and water.
I mean, you have other places where you get dry, crusted up jizz if you don't want to admit to it on your face and head, which it sometimes
gets. Then soap and water is how you get the jizz out.
That's the best way?
I don't know if it's the best way. It's our way.
Is that the way you use? That's what people are asking for.
Yes.
Do you use that charcoal soap so that it keeps the scabies at bay?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. How's Fez in Florida?
You know, I hear he's getting by. Fez is doing well. Fez is doing well.
Okay. Hey, Stanley, did you ever get the t-shirts I sent for you, Johnny, and Chris? I sent them to you at XM a while ago and really like to know if you got them.
Definitely got them. I watched XM. That was fucking 5 or 6 years ago.
It says SXM. It was here. It was like a few months ago.
What do the shirts look like? What the fuck?
I don't know. You need a follow-up question?
I didn't get no fucking shirts.
I know I didn't get a shirt.
I need a follow-up question. Sorry, bro. What else? What else we got?
Will you be going to the High Society Radio Pizza? We already know. You hate the show, so probably not.
Imagine if I don't go, how funny that would fucking be.
Oh, dude, you'd be dead the next morning. Literally, you'd be dead.
I know.
You'd have to be, otherwise me and Johnny would beat you to death.
I can't get killed. I can't be killed.
Sounds like a challenge.
I've heard that before, too.
My heart is too strong. My will is too fucking...
Your heart is too strong. Wow, son.
What else? What else
no, that, you have hardened arteries.
That's what
it's
I'm
different.
Saying, son.
Oh,
it's different.
Literally.
It doesn't mean like you're hardened like a criminal and shit. Like, that's rough.
I'm going to skip that one.
Good. What's the next question?
Will the HSR app team create an app that adds your grunts and mutterings to porn videos so I can masturbate to your voice the same way Eastside Dave has so many times? That's from Torptard.
Let's get Nicholas DeLeon on the phone. Wasn't he supposed to put together an app team for us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
Because someone got fucking too big for his britches. What next?
How are those mulch shits treating you, you deadbeat alcoholic? And then there's a heart emoticon.
A?
Is that a question?
A, I'm not A. Wait, what was...
That's from Burlap Sack 69.
Merch, I don't know what a fucking... I don't
mulch.
Know, I don't know what kind of mulchy shit is, but B, I'm not a deadbeat. I am an alcoholic, though.
You
answered.
You,
next.
Don't you need kids to be a deadbeat?
Okay, from Tossy McSalad.
Definitely don't have kids.
Is it acceptable to swallow a little bit of the cum before you snowball your partner, or is this a no-no?
You know what? I think it's totally... I mean, listen, if in the middle of a snowball, some cum goes down the throat, it's fine, as long as they get some.
It's like
the
toothpaste,
majority.
As long as it's not...
As long as the snowballing with your partner, as long as you're able to... as long as they get the majority of the jism, it's totally fine.
Okay. The next question is, are you in love
question.
With the cocoa?
I'm in love with that song, that's for sure. And Chris fucking didn't like it until he saw the video.
I didn't. I found it very annoying, and now I love it.
Right.
Is the grease from buttered rolls a good lubricant?
I haven't thought to...
You ever fucked a buttered roll?
Fucked a buttered roll.
What kind of New Yorker are you?
That's what I'm saying.
I've eaten plenty of them, but maybe I'll fuck one later, and I'll get back to you. To be determined.
All right, the last question is...
Oh, I can't wait.
What would you like the devil to say to you when you arrive at hell?
Wow.
What's up, Scope, bro?
Speaking of which, you can follow us on Periscope, High Society Radio.
Oh, yeah, we got one of those.
All right. Yeah. All right, blowing up.
Hell yeah. Me and Johnny are starting this new show.
What's the show?
It's called smoking drugs with Chris and Johnny.
Yeah, that's going to work, son.
Completely original idea.
What drugs are you smoking?
We'll find out.
Yeah, Legion of Boom? Legion of Boom style?
Maybe. Exactly. Maybe.
I got a text from someone, and it says, if my bonus in my Christmas card is money, I'm coming up to Astoria to get dusted. So hopefully they actually...
What the fuck?
Is that Mark Zito?
I wish it was Mark Zito. That'd be hysterical. Hey, you guys know that Mark Zito's a dust head?
Oh, shit. I was wondering why he was so skinny.
Whatever you do, don't call HR.
Dude, nice.
I bet none of you know that Mark Zito fucking loves getting dusted. He just loves it. Mm. Jesus, man. So that's what an AMA is, huh? I never did one before.
Well, I mean, usually I would have to type it back out on Reddit, but I figured I would just bring it up on the show.
Yeah, I mean, they'll hear.
Yeah.
So weird, bro. I don't know, man. So, you know, the cleanse is coming. The party's coming. I'm looking at that 375, and I'm fucking saying, let's do the fucking loft, bro. All right.
Yeah.
And then what else do we have to buy for this? What, pizza?
Yeah. Booze. Probably truffles.
Fuck.
Are we doing a truffle for legit?
My hands on a card table that we can shoot dice and play cards on.
I'd rather just shoot dice. I think shooting dice is more fun than playing cards.
It's less of a hassle.
Oh, yeah, and there's tables in there, too, yeah. So we'll be fine.
Yeah. So that's all we need.
See if I still have a croupier stick somewhere in my house.
What the fuck is that?
So we really need four things. Fucking three dice. Three die.
I mean, we probably need some other things. I mean, I'm sure people will bring things that we might need.
People can bring cups.
We need three. We have cups.
We should probably bring... Let's just face it, drugs. I mean...
Yeah.
Nothing illegal going on here.
Nope. I didn't know.
I mean, my insulin. I need my insulin.
Yeah, your insulin. Yeah. You got the diabetes. Pizza. That's easy enough. And liquor, right? Or just what are we gonna? We gonna get some liquor up in the liquor and beer.
We need to supply the booze to this.
Were we gonna fucking make jungle juice? Was that a fucking?
Yeah,
thing?
That was the thing.
We can make jungle juice.
Can.
We should probably make truffle whiskey.
Well, that's on you, bruh. Yeah, I don't know how to fucking make it.
You gonna pass it around to the 30-odd people we fucking waiting on? That's a lot of truffle.
I'll make a bottle. Everybody get a couple shots.
A couple shots out of the one, off of one bottle, I better be.
I'll make a handle.
What truffle season are we in? Is it black or white?
Probably black.
Yeah.
You probably still get some white, though. I saw some at Eataly a few weeks ago, actually.
Ooh, what were you doing in Eataly? Just browsing?
Eating.
Oh, baller.
I mean, they got those pizzas that are like $10 that come out in like a minute.
What? What is this? What are you talking about?
You can get like a pizza. By the time you wait on line,
you order?
Yeah, it's ready in like a second. Like freshly made pizzas, like personal pizzas. They're like $10. They make them super fucking fast.
What?
Is a machine doing it or actual people?
No, it's a dude. They just got them ready. They got the crust ready. They got the sauce ready. They're like bing, bing, bing. That's it. You got your pizza.
Is it better than dollar pizza?
I mean, it costs more than a dollar, so yeah.
That don't make sense.
But you get six of those tiny slices for $10. So it's like $1.40 slice.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys having a good holiday season?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah? You fucking loving it?
Hell yeah. I'm really worried about this one friend of mine, though. He keeps getting drunk and passing out and splitting his fucking head open.
Yeah, man.
You know, I know the holidays can be hard for people without families.
Yeah.
Fucking
I wonder who
right
you're talking about.
Street,
that guy sounds like a fucking moron. That guy sounds like a dirty scumbag.
I wouldn't say all that.
You buying anybody buying any Christmas gifts?
Yeah, I got to fucking do Christmas shopping.
Oh, shit. We have to do a fucking Christmas show, don't we?
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
We have to do a show next week. We have to keep the streak going. I think our streak is pretty fucking strong, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we've done...
We haven't done 100 yet, I don't think.
There's 300 shows in a row.
I know. We haven't even hit 100 yet, so, like, relax.
I think it's over 50, right?
Yeah, probably.
It's been, like, 2 years, so it's almost 100.
Suck my fucking dick, everyone who doubted me.
Why are you talking shit? We haven't even hit the halfway point.
I don't think you guys thought we hit this fucking high.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not. I thought once we hit 7, I was like, all right, we can slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I figured once we hit 3, you were just going to be like, fuck it. Fuck those assholes.
Never. I would never say that.
I mean, not when mics are on.
Or when the mics are off. Neither time.
Way to cover your ass there, Chief.
I got to start trying to do that because, you know, the blackouts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the fucking handsy shit.
So my girlfriend said she doesn't want to do Christmas gifts.
Okay.
That means I have to buy her a Christmas gift and I'm just not getting one, right? Like, that's what that means?
Nah, you're going to get something. She's going to surprise you. She's a type.
She, I don't know. She might actually not get you anything. You but you have to get her something.
Yeah, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she's
setting you up, though. She's going to get you something.
I don't know.
I mean, there's an outside chance, but there's a good chance that she really isn't getting you. Did you agree to this? Did you say no?
Okay. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm like, good. I was like, I literally went online and bought myself a skateboard while she was in the room saying
wow,
that shit.
Fucking
I was like, no problem, bro.
Time to get some me time. And why'd you get a skateboard?
Yeah, exactly. You're not the type.
Mine that I got for free got hit by a car, and I kind of missed
that. Why don't you get a hoverboard?
Fuck that $300 piece of shit. Yeah, that's retarded. And they're illegal now, so what the fuck are you gonna buy that for?
I also bought myself a money in the bank briefcase.
Yeah, you told me about that. Yo, did you get a pic of that?
Yeah, I had a picture of that.
Did you put it on the gram?
No, I don't have the password. Stanley runs the Instagram account. That's why it's not updated very often.
Send him the fucking pic so I can put
send
it
that dope ass pic, bro.
I like it.
He didn't even put up the fan art that one of our best fans gave him
one
time while you were out.
Shit.
No, I didn't do that. I'm shitty.
But I got to buy a gift, though, right? Like, I'm kind of screwed if I don't buy it.
No, yeah, just to cover your ass. Just in case she doesn't, at least you'd be like, well,
that sucks. I know I'm going to end up paying for dinner on Christmas. Now, that's going to be
get Chinese food. Fuck it.
We're not Jews, Johnny.
Yo, the way you spend it, you might as well be, right?
What do you mean?
He just called you fucking cheap, bro.
You're going to be cheap.
How am I cheap? There was a nice skateboard I bought.
Yeah, for yourself, you son of a bitch. Her gift literally came out of that shit.
All right, listen. I want to say that I spent a little bit more on gifts, but I don't think the discrepancy level is not.
Whoa!
It's not close. It is a male-female relationship, after all. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there is a relationship where there's a man and a woman where the woman spends as much or more on gifts than the man.
Definitely Oprah got to be spending more than fucking Stedman.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just buys her gifts with her money. They just have a joint check.
Yeah, that's how it usually is, though. Isn't that what a marriage is? Like, your wife doesn't work, but she bought you something. It's still your fucking money. Right?
I guess.
She's saving her little pennies that you fucking
give her. Is
this
a fucking red pill show we're doing
now? No, I'm just saying. Like, fuck.
I was just talking about a dilemma that I had, because I'd rather not buy her buy myself something else.
Cover your ass and get her something.
I mean, I really... I've been eyeing a drone for myself.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, you got to fucking register that with the FAA now and shit. You know that?
Yeah, maybe you do.
No, you got to register shit.
I do what I want to do.
Do you? Is that why your skateboard got run over in the fucking street, you nerd?
I pulled out a cleaver on that guy who ran over my skateboard. Because I happened to have just bought a cleaver on my skateboard.
That's the proper response.
What the fuck?
That's good.
Sounds like Big Trouble Little China, motherfucker.
I just pulled it, like, because the thing is, like, I went to grab, the guy slowed down, I went to grab the skateboard, and then he slowed down for a second, looked me in the eye, and then sped up.
He challenged
and then stopped
you,
at a red light, so I just pulled the cleaver out of my hoodie, and he...
He bolted the
light.
Yeah, that,
I
that
had
makes
just,
sense.
I just bought a cleaver, like, randomly.
He just technically punked you, though. You know that?
Yeah, he definitely
He looked you dead in the eye. I was like, I'm gonna fuck your skateboard up.
I definitely got sunned hard in that
situation. White gentleman?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely some sort of Albanian.
You
should have
checked.
Sure it was an
Albanian. Yeah, you should have checked his privilege, dog. Damn.
You're going to check an Albanian man's privilege?
I'm going to be honest with you.
It's a good way
to
get an AK-47.
Yeah, I would not, son. I don't trust Albanians. They can all go to hell.
They do look like they remind me of the blockheads in Gumby.
Yeah, that's true.
Eastern Europeans are fucking weird.
Nah, Albanians are the worst, though, man. Bob, Miles, they're probably the worst people I've ever met in my life.
Really? How many Albanians have you met?
Dude, I've met a couple in my lifetime,
There's
son.
Some in the Bronx.
All try to fuck you over. Yeah, with Arthur Ave, there's a whole little neighbor of motherfuckers out there. Dirty motherfuckers. They fucking piss on trash. I've seen that. And I figure they all do that shit.
It's trash. What do you mean?
But why are you going to piss on trash bags? Motherfuckers got to pick that up to throw it out.
They're always wearing gloves.
No. That's still uncalled for. And like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of incest going on with those people. They're mad pale for no reason, bro. You out in this country, you telling me
they're Eastern European. There's no sun and a lot of snow. What are you talking about?
But they living out here their whole life. Like, you're not just fresh off the boat or cargo ship you were smuggled on or whatever the fuck they do. They're horrible people.
They just
you can't
have less
make business
melanin
deals with them either. No, they're not good for business either. They're pieces of shit. I'd rather deal with Russians. Russians are all right.
Race relations with Bronx Johnny. The new show coming to NPR.
If
this
Albanians
fall.
Are your least favorite race, what's your favorite race? Honestly.
Oh, fuck, man.
Are Asian women a race?
Yeah. That's a thing, son.
Southeast Asian specifically?
Fuck, I'd probably say Irish. I get along pretty good with Irish. Russians is a mix. I get along with everybody.
Wait, so you hate Albanians?
I love everybody else.
But your favorite? No, you have to have a favorite.
A favorite for real?
Yeah,
that's
for real.
That's a tough one. I'll go, fuck.
It's way easier to have a least favorite something than a favorite.
Yeah, that's a... Shit, I don't like Dominicans too much either, for that matter, but fuck it. Irish. I'll go Irish.
All right, big win. I'm Irish, you're fucking half Irish, Chris. That's why we get along so well.
There you go. We ain't got a cleave in his hoodie, son. Don't fuck with him.
Yeah, this fucking guy's goddamn fucking Chris know. The fucking butcher over there.
I don't know what kind of shit that is.
Was
that like a Gangs of New York moment, motherfucker?
No, no. You just saw the movie.
Hell yes.
No, I just bought the cleaver.
He was also
drinking
a fucking American flag.
Hell yes,
son. I was looking for something else for the bar. This is a while ago.
Were you rocking like a glass eye, you piece of shit?
No. I forget what I was looking for. I think I was looking for a ginger grater, but they didn't have like a big one that was metal. They only had a ceramic one. It was expensive. Damn. And I just saw the cleaver. I was like, I can use a cleaver. And I bought a cleaver.
That's fucking crazy. I'm pretty sure if I would have had one on me, I would have been shot dead in the street right then.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's like, fucking done.
Bensonhurst. I mean, tell you guys can pull out a cleaver.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, you would have been shot dead, bro.
That's probably like the least stereotypical thing I think you would have pulled out. Maybe like a pizza dough roll or something like that. Spaghetti strainer. I don't know.
Who rolls pizza dough with the roller? You use your hands.
I don't know. I've seen that.
Get your hands in the dough. Feel it out. Whatever. We should. You know.
And then you put the gravy on the fucking pizza, right?
I don't call that shit gravy. That shit fucking annoys me.
That's a horrible thing.
Ginzo's call red sauce gravy.
It's so annoying.
Oh god, it fucking infuriates me. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, man.
No, the real people call it gravy. You know that, Chris.
No.
You know that, bro. I'm going to open up a store called fucking Gravy and Things, and it's just going to be fucking sauces. Just, you get some sauce and some fucking...
That might make money, though.
The ends of bread. Just the ends.
Yeah, actually, buddy wanted to do a place called the Sop and Gristle, where it's pretty much the same idea.
It's a pretty good idea,
Gravy and Things is better.
Sop and Gristle? Doesn't it sound good to you?
Nah, Gristle sounds like too fucking chunky, dog.
Nah, Gristle's fucking delicious.
You need that
Gristle. It's like basically what bone marrow is, just grizzle.
It's true.
It's so fucking good.
Anyway, remember that guy we talked about last week?
The rich dude.
Yeah, he said to the cops when he got arrested, he's like, I think I fell and penetrated this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got acquitted.
Holy shit. This God bless. The best.
That
the
wasn't British. His defense. In fairness, his defense was he didn't do anything, but he did say that to the cops. He said, perhaps I fell drunkenly when I was closing the window in the middle of the night, and maybe I penetrated her then. And somehow that guy is now out on the streets.
That's that Clouseau, son.
Who's his fucking lawyer, bro? What the that guy's the man.
Yeah.
A, to even put him up on the stand with that crazy fucking story. B, to get him acquitted.
Yeah. I want to know how much that lawyer got paid.
All the monies, all the pounds, right? They use pounds over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pound Town. That's what I always say.
What?
I mean, that's what he was saying. But he was just saying it as he was falling. Instead of saying, whoops, he's like, Pound Town!
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's fucking funny.
That guy, I just figured we should give an update to the people who were listening last week.
And big ups. An update and big ups to that rapist who just got off in the UK, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He was acquitted, so not a rapist.
Clumsy.
All right.
At worst.
You're right. Men's rights.
No, no, no. I just am trying to predict the podcast from liability.
Yeah,
that guy could sue you if you call him a rapist.
And judge
was alleged to be a rapist and then acquitted.
And judging from his lawyers, that motherfucker will win.
He will end up with the pizza party and your rent control department.
Take it.
Yo, he'll only throw things you have left. Then you'll finally hit rock bottom. That's what you've always
wanted. He'll fucking throw the dollar pizza party in his apartment and shit like, yo, it's a good time, no bros?
God damn it.
He'll do it with expensive pizza just to fucking...
Oh, just to rub it in. Yeah, he'll probably get some Domino's or some shit. Cocksucker.
God, you're the worst, Johnny.
Alleged cocksucker, I'm sorry.
No, he's an alleged cock slipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking... That guy's the best. We should try to book him on the show.
I don't know how interested that conversation is going to be. He's a millionaire. I was like, yo, so how much money do you need to have? All to get away with what you've done.
All of it. He needs it. He needs it. How else is he going to get to Pound Town? Johnny's fucking loving it. James Dean, did he do it, Johnny? Tell me.
Hell no. He's getting that Cosby treatment, son.
I feel that.
Like, once you get big, they just want to bring you down.
Uh-huh.
He'll prevail.
He's been big, son.
They call him Swole.
Was the McGregor fight this past weekend?
Yeah. That wasn't no fight, son.
That was
that boy ass.
Ridiculous.
That was sad.
Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
Now, I was watching it by myself. Now, you were watching it with a bunch of people?
Yeah.
What did you think Why is that funny? Why did you? Well, how? When the room, did everyone just fucking flip out? They think it sucked. What they thought? What they
no,
thought?
Everybody flipped out because we were talking about it. I mean, fucking Jose Aldo's not a slouch. Like,
yeah, you thought it was gonna be a good fight.
I don't know shit about MMA, but so Aldo's supposed to be a badass, right?
Yeah, he
is a badass.
For 10 years,
like 10 years, 7 years. Undefeated.
They were supposed to fight a year ago, but he got injured.
He got hurt,
and that's why McGregor was the interim champion.
Yeah, I saw that in a video package.
See, though, now, don't you think that kind of hurts fucking MMA?
Not really, because that Weidman-Rockhold fight was fantastic right before it. Like that
fight was fucking crazy.
That was a good fight.
Here's the thing about that whole thing. Even if you had stopped watching before the prelims, the Uriah Faber fight was great. That was a great, and that was an upset, too. There was a lot of upset. Like, the McGregor was the favorite in the fucking championship fight. Right?
He wasn't the favorite. He was underdog at Vegas.
Whatever, just from the hype train favorite. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, people
everyone aboard the hype train.
But obviously, champion's always going to be slightly favored.
Yeah.
Because if it comes to decision.
Apparently, McGregor was favored until, like, there was some press conference. After the weigh-in, people thought that something happened at the weigh-in.
Mm. I mean, he, like, kind of swatted at Aldo's face and, like, smacked him around, like, smacked his hand away. It was just, like, a dumb.
McGregor treated him like a bitch the entire fucking time. I watched some fucking video compilation.
Yeah.
So
I kind of felt bad for him. I'm not going to lie.
Aldo?
Like, yeah, because he's a good fighter. And, like,
yeah, that's your legacy.
He just
part
got
of your
caught
legacy,
right
man.
On the button. Like, he tried to be aggressive. And he just got caught.
Did you see the? I think.
And did you see the fucking crazy shit is, he was knocked out as the one punch he got off connected with McGregor, and it still blackened his eye. I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. He was unconscious as his fucking arm was fucking.
But that's the thing is like it's probably good for the sport because like every sport needs a crossover fucking star, right?
Yeah.
Like with boxing, it's Mayweather. You know, people who don't watch any other boxing watch Mayweather twice a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People watch Tyson when he was fighting. Fucking, like, so Ronda Rousey had become that. Like Silva became it, and, like, Chris Weidman wasn't taking up the slack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Rousey became the household name, and now she just got fucked up. So McGregor building his fucking whatever, like legend or whatever, like it's probably good for
but
this.
But the reputation. Thing with that is, like, once you get beat, you get the Ronda treatment was like, oh, fuck. Like, Aldo technically went through that. 7 years, 10 years, a man got put on his ass once he's
done. But
he
wasn't, like, the guy, he wasn't the poster boy for the fucking
No, I hear you on that, but that's mainly, like, hype shit throwing that in. That's not necessarily the man's fault. Like, he's not a bum or nothing.
Casual people buying fights is what
that's what, yeah, I know, that's what you want to do. But my shit is, like, a sport like that kind of needs a good rivalry.
Like,
though.
Somebody, all right, look, somebody who bought that fight just for, like, somebody who, like, probably a lot of people who just bought that fight for the McGregor fight saw the fight right before that and was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy the next. Buy the rematch, the Weidman-Rockhold rematch.
That's what I'm saying, but you need a rivalry in the sport, especially it's that young. It's still
John Jones is coming back. That's going to be huge. He was a big name there.
We got to see how long he stays clean.
The rematch
man.
Between him and Cormier could be great because you never. If Cormier gets the win, is it tainted because of the rustiness? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he's already beaten Cormier.
I was a bit against him taking that fight so early, but I guess he knows what a warm up is and he's ready.
So
to
is McGregor the face of the fucking sport now?
I mean,
he's a shit talking maniac, right?
He's a huge pay-per-view draw.
And he travels, like,
until
his fans
Phil
travel
Brooks
well.
Debuts. Then it's all over.
I don't know, man. CM Punk. I'm very worried about that.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
You know they pushed this fight back, right? He was supposed to be on that card.
I can't imagine he's anywhere near ready after, you know, less than a year of training.
But he's been in the gyms before, but I don't think it was, like, straight. It was just jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah, but it's a little different.
I was actually watching his videos yesterday. I was like, damn, son, he was great on the fucking mic.
He was the best, man.
I saw him on Marin.
Not the best, but he was great.
Oh, he's jacked up now?
Yeah, he looked in better shape than when he was wrestling, that's for sure.
That vegan shit doesn't really, it's not conducive to wrestling.
He's in better shape than when he was in wrestling?
He was on an episode of Marin when he was, like, training in a jiu-jitsu gym. And,
yeah,
like,
dope.
He looked pretty big.
All right.
What? Nothing. He looked pretty emaciated when he was wrestling all the time. He looked like a
skinny
dude.
He looked emaciated. He looked a bit skinny, but, you know, that's the straight edge life. That's
the standard
swole,
bro.
For.
We all like to look swole.
Are you getting the tape on your hand, straight edge? Straight edge Stanley.
I'm going to be fucking straight edge.
I don't really buy it.
He's going to, son. He looks
you
scared.
You going to work the steps?
Maybe I'll just check it out. Maybe I'll just dabble in it.
You going to do the ropes, bro?
The ropes? What's that mean?
Oh, yeah. The shit where you connect it to the wall and you take your two hands and you're...
Battle ropes.
There you go, the battle ropes.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
That
jerking Jesus bullshit.
I guess
do.
I'll hit.
I got them at the crib.
I'll hit tires.
You have the ropes?
I'll hit tires with fucking.
I'd be doing that shit too.
I'm laughing because when he's like, I'm going to hit tires, I thought he might like smack his belly.
fucking short round looking motherfucker. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
All right? Wow,
get off my fucking dick. I've had a bad fucking week.
I like to say that he looks like if Biggie Smalls was a Mexican busboy.
Oh shit.
Perfect.
Well, not you, him.
Oh man. See, there you go.
I know.
I laughed at it though. I didn't get angry.
You know what? Well, I have one fucking emotion, and it's anger, Johnny.
Man, that's sad, that? Bro. Maybe you wouldn't be You're watching sad. Fights alone if You're you could like tone sick. That shit down a little bit.
I choose to be alone, Johnny.
That's not good though. You ain't the fucking Hulk, man. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing some David Banner shit right now. Or was it Bruce Banner on the show? I can't remember.
It was David Banner on the show.
Yeah, David.
Why'd they change the name?
Well, he became
Bruce Wayne. They thought people would get confused.
Really?
Yeah.
David Banner did his shit as a producer, though, so. You could be that David Banner.
No.
Piping out Christina Ricci and Black Snake Moan.
Really? That's what he did? I never saw it. I just watched the fucking scenes where your tits were out.
It was very fucking scary. He was just angry. It was an angry fight. That was not hot at all, son.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I wish I could fucking Hulk out and there's fucking some, you know.
That can't be good
you
for
just
you.
Just turn into a deaf guy?
Yeah. An older deaf man.
3.28, though, is kind of like Hulk and up in the fucking way.
0.32.
God damn, that's still scary.
So, Johnny, do you do your man kegels?
No.
No?
No.
There's a new device to help you keep up with your man kegels.
Yeah, man kegels. Like, I know it says it helps you squirt a little fucking further, but
this is what it looks like.
Supposedly, if you do man kegels, you're supposed to be able to, like, fucking porn star.
Your jizz will shoot a little further. Uh-huh. Supposedly, it'll, like, help you not come. Make your jizzing better.
Help you with your erections and shit. But they got pills for that.
What the fuck am I even looking at?
Well, it looks like a bicycle seat.
Okay.
And you kind of like...
You sit on it?
You sit on it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know why this company exists. Like, they're not going to get people to... Like, they're not going to get a bunch of men to sit on a thing and then clench their butthole.
No.
It's kind of like... That's should come farther.
Yeah.
It's like that South Park
make me not
want
to come?
Make you... So, supposedly, it helps you prolong ejaculation. No kegels.
They also say
so
that
So, you're providing... You're creating more jism inside your balls because you're... Clenching your asshole
doesn't mean necessarily doesn't necessarily make you like fucking healthy sperm either though.
I'm just saying. Supposedly it's really good for you.
Because they say like if you do that tantric
coming,
bullshit,
yeah, it's great for you.
Yeah, but they say like if you do tantric sex, that's supposed to also do the same shit.
Yeah, but you know like what that is like you're not pounding that puss.
I know that's fucking weird. That's not really sex, man. That's
no, but this is just like you feel like you're gonna come. You clench everything up and it desensitizes you
because of the seat, though, right?
Well, no, the seat is to help you. It's to help guys get their kegels in.
Is it like that sex toy to women?
Do you
want to
see the video of how it works?
No, I don't.
I'll show you. Let me show you the video.
I want to do whatever.
Shut up. I want to listen to this.
Oh, the music kind of makes it.
I think it's just bad. Just refresh the page. Stupid Vimeo. Kind of makes me sick.
Vimeo makes you sick?
I don't know. I say a lot of crazy things that I don't mean most of the time.
That's a weird one.
That's a weird one.
It's a weird one. Is this where we're going to get each other for Christmas?
No.
No.
I thought we said no gifts this year.
That's your girlfriend.
Yeah, you've been hearing that shit a lot, son.
All right, here's bro.
This. Oh, man. It's like he's got a man pussy.
App on his phone.
So basically, there's a game, right? And every time you clench, it moves it. It's like Arkanoid.
What?
And every time Arkanoid. You do a Kegel, it's like Brick Breaker or whatever. It hits, it breaks the brick.
It's breaking something, son.
See, look.
Oh my god, it's retarded.
Oh, hell no.
How does this company think that they're going to make money?
I don't know. They invented something.
Well, you
got to
sell it. You got to sell it to the fact that, if you don't want to spend on Viagra.
They do have that paradigm shift music on. Like,
yeah,
it's
that
a
one
fucking
too.
Break the corporation.
Yeah. Like, this is going to fucking destroy.
Well, it's blue if you get that reference, so.
For dudes?
Yeah.
Blue things are for dudes.
Well, it's a Viagra blue.
It kind of looks like, like the blue in the maxi pad commercials?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that.
If you're using that shit, you kind of are a bitch, though, but. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm doing some Kegels right now. I don't need a...
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
How far can you come? Show me.
Well, you're going to have to stick your finger in my ass real quick.
That's
just a little further.
That's not a problem. Is there a Thursday night game this week?
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I'm out of my fucking playoffs and shit. I was one done.
If you're gonna do picks right now, you should probably not do the Thursday night game since it's Thursday night and this isn't going up to
tomorrow. I'm just curious about my own sexuality, that's all.
What? How did that tie?
Nothing ties in anymore. All right, okay. I'll do picks right now. I'll do some baller ass picks. That's just good... for you guys. All right, yeah, there's a Thursday night game and a Saturday night game. And
the Jets are playing Saturday.
Not going. Oh, Buccaneers at Rams. Kind of feel the Bucs, but that's a Thursday night game. Can't fucking get that out. Yeah. All right, Jets at Cowboys. Jets minus -3. Give me the Jets all day. That's easy money. All right, Panthers at Giants. Panthers minus -5.
Wow.
Give it to me. Give me the Panthers.
You're taking that action, huh?
I'm taking that action. I'm feeling that fucking hard. Pause. And then, shit. Those are two pretty dope picks. Then give me. Damn, man, it's a crazy ass week, dudes. Jesus, Patriots are favored 14 points against the Titans.
I don't know about all that. They fucking
give me the Titans +14.
LeGarrette right Blunt's done for the year.
Give me the Titans +14. Chris, put up on that fucking. Put it up right there. Write it down. Titans +14.
Do you think I have a pen on me?
That's what I'm saying.
I think I do.
Okay, you're just the man of everything and shit. You got cleavers, pens.
You're the man of everything, like Johnny says. Titans +14.
Oh, shit, I'm digging that remix.
You're my remix.
All right.
Great. Yo, you want to hear something great, actually?
Yes.
All right, so this is kind of an old story, but this rapper filmed a stabbing. In the train, and then used it to promote his mixtape on Twitter.
That's a good marketing.
Like, because the police wanted the video of the stabbing.
Uh-huh.
So he was just like, yeah, I got a few videos of it, and he posted it in Vines, and he was like, here's a third video, and it was just a link to his music video.
Brilliant.
Big Tobes.
Is his music any good?
I didn't even listen to his music. I was just like, this guy's a genius.
Oh, man.
But I can't support that kind of action. You want to listen to it real quick, see if it's any good?
Yeah, put something on there.
Hold on. Let's listen to some Tobes. Hit it. Tobes is our dude right now. He's replaced Bands as my favorite rapper.
I can't say that. Whoa. Slow down. Okay,
let's not get crazy. Slow down. I thought your favorite rapper was whoever made that Cheetah song.
I can help you.
Stand. I want to make a difference. I want
to make a difference. What, to the commercial?
you're supposed to be muting.
You got
to
skip that ad, son.
Oh, no, this is not very good.
This is Uno My Style? Is this like the game Uno?
Wait. That was like the intro to that. There we go.
Yo.
Spoke too soon.
Well, go on. You know my style. You know my style. Cool. Yo, you know my style. Dog, you know my style. Go on, act like you don't know my style. When everybody round it, they know my style. The girl, they know my style. The man, they know my style. Cause I style on a nigga like me. Cause I style on a nigga like you know my style.
You know this isn't very good at all.
I like the beat. It's a catchy little beat. But he's filming everything. And you're gonna
He's
privy to a crime. That's how I'm taking it. And he snitched.
Oh, so you're saying he's a snitch?
Hell yeah, son. He gave the cops the intel. That was probably his mans that did the stabbing, too.
We should make Stop Snitching t-shirts popular again. Throw, like, High Society Radio on there.
Hell yeah, son. The little radio logo we got and shit, that'd be kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, like a word bubble?
Stop snitching. It's nice. It works.
I like the ones that, instead of looking like a stop sign and say stop snitching, I like the ones that look like a no parking anytime sign that said no snitching anytime.
That's pretty good.
Because that means you never started snitching, that you had to stop.
Yep, good point.
That's why I like those. Nice. Because I'm balls deep in these streets right now.
You got your fucking ears
way
to the
deeper
street.
Than the knee.
Damn, son.
Balls deep.
You're a madman.
I got people with skull in the pavement, son. They in that shit too.
They're dead?
Almost.
Then that's not fucking dead then.
Oh, were you referencing his skull hitting the pavement?
Yeah, that's
good. That was fucking that was good.
So now, did the pavement crack?
I wish.
Nah, no way, son.
I looked outside my apartment to see if I could see anything and didn't see anything. Like,
because I've seen like suicide shits and they don't crack the pavement. Maybe like if you over, I guess like skyscraper, maybe. But like certain feet, no. Some hard ass pavement.
Yeah. Pavement's hard. Fucking crack my head open.
Yeah, you gonna keep bringing that up though, man? Damn, son.
You brought it up.
I didn't
this
say
time.
Shit. You the one talking.
You're the
about
one
it,
making
son.
The joke about it, motherfucker. Fuck you.
I'm glad you're good though, son.
I'm the best is really what I am.
Don't be like that. We'll go to Taz, Daddy.
Well, not the best at plugging this podcast.
No, that's not one of your strengths, but.
No, my strengths are
not doing bonus shows.
Oh
shit, I'm a bitch.
We did a bonus show last week.
We did.
How was it?
It's outdated already. It was a pre-show for a WWE TLC.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Fucking well. How was it?
Good.
He fucking saw it.
Did you listen?
No, he did. He saw it though.
I don't listen to anything anymore.
Damn.
Certainly didn't listen to your parents when they said you should probably not get drunk and not split your head open on the pavement.
Damn. They never gave me that piece of advice.
Nobody.
I mean, they were leading by example.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I'm following the example. It's going swimmingly.
You know that Vice declared that the hipster as an entity is dead?
Nope.
What's the
bullshit.
New thing? What is it?
No, that's what they said. They just the hipster is dead. R.I.P. Hip. But I don't think a bunch of hipsters get to decide when.
Yeah.
We all have to stop calling hipsters hipsters.
I think it's just young
hipsters.
People. It's just fucking hipsters, right? I mean, that's just it. Just.
I don't know, those Bedford Stuy bitches. Those are hipsters.
Oh, yeah.
Sluts.
Anybody?
Are they sluts?
I don't know.
They fucking or what?
Yes, and they are. They just don't know it yet. We in there.
Oh, fuck. I forgot we were supposed to befriend those whores.
We will.
I don't think we will.
I know. You got that snazzy shirt on. You've been dressing quite snazzy.
Yeah, son.
Thanks, bro.
You got a lot of collared shirts on. I think you can get in there. Just get your brunch rezo game up.
Oh, yeah?
And you got this.
Yeah. My brunch res.
And then you just blasted D-Gentrification X music. And just
you girls like DX from back in the 90s or the early 2000s?
We're like that, but against you.
Yeah, compliment one of those skeezers about their bags or some shit.
Yeah,
they like
nice
that stuff.
Bag, skeezer. We have sex now?
Yeah. Like, why is there a tiny dog in that bag and my dick ain't in your ass shit, son? Something
damn,
nice like
Johnny.
That. Classy, bro.
Big ups to Stitches.
Hell yeah.
Poor Stitches.
His own crew jumped him.
He got bitched the fuck out.
I'm surprised he didn't put up like a Kickstarter for his hospital bills.
My man legit had a Charlie Brown Christmas, if you think about it. It's fucked up, son.
So the hipster is dead.
R.I.P. hipster.
Hipster is dead. Long live the hipster. We hardly knew ye, but we certainly disliked you. Or at least talked a bunch of shit for a while until it stopped being fun.
So can I start wearing plaid again? Or?
Hipsters jumped the shark, I think.
Damn.
We jumped the shark. We are above a shark right now.
Yeah, but that's because it's under our feet in a glass tank. We're
cut,
ballers,
vivisected, or
whatever. I don't know where this is going.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to eat that fin and some soup, dog.
There you go.
Chris Stanley.
Bronze Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Oh, subscribe to the Periscope channel. #ParaDudes.
ParaDudes.